Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of Holy Week, and from Peru, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, Where Will This Journey Lead Us?
A reading from the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you peoples from far away. The Lord called me before I was born. While I was in my mother's womb, he named me. He made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand, he hid me. He made me a polished arrow. In his quiver, he hid me away. And he said to me, "You are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified." But I said, "I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for nothing and vanity. Yet surely my cause is with the Lord, and my reward with my God." And now the Lord says, who formed me in the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, and that Israel might be gathered to him. For I am honored in the sight of the Lord, and my God has become my strength. The Lord says, "It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." This passage from Isaiah reveals our return to mercy, this Lenten journey that we have been on, is much more than return to what was, to who we were before Ash Wednesday began. Like those in the Babylonian exile, God has something much more in mind for us. For mercy is larger than one people or one religion or one faith. Mercy is the flame that ignites the fire and dispels the night of wandering away. In today's gospel, the evangelist writes of Judas, "So after receiving the piece of bread, he immediately went out, and it was night." The night of Judas refuses a journey of mercy. Our Lenten days invited our hearts to own our truth, our sin, by acknowledging mercy's presence and patience. Always. The night of our complacency in the face of injustice, and the nights of our complicity through silence, now are not only ended, but they are transformed. By invitation, our hearts torn open respond to injustice and are silent no more. We hear today's call to follow this servant, to be more than we were 40 days ago, to be the face of mercy that we have seen and now can be as best we can, to be the face of mercy to all who suffer, to all who are condemned by dehumanizing systems and structures. Listen to me, O coastlands. Pay attention, you people far away. It is night no longer, friends. We are given as a light to the nation, that God's saving mercy may reach the ends of the earth. There is so much more God has in mind for us today. Whenever we return to God, we are never the same as when we began. So let us listen and pay attention and be the light we are called to be.